here is written in Isaiah chapter 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. He shall build houses and inhabit them. He shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. He shall not build and another inhabit. He shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. You yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The sermon for the last Sunday in the church year is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." That's part of the text. There are people in this world who walk the streets with big signs strapped over their shoulders on the front and on their back, plank of wood. And they yell out what's on their sign. Some of you may have actually seen these people face to face, maybe in the big city. Or some of you may have seen it portrayed in TV shows or movies. But the thing that they are yelling, the thing that's written on the front and on the back of the boards for everyone to read and hear are the words, "The end is near. Repent." Now, most of you wouldn't want to associate with the likes of those who do such things. And in most cases, you might be right, because there's usually a horrible theology that's tied to their ultimate message. But although you might not associate with them, would you affiliate yourselves with them in their most pressing message? Again, most jump to the conclusion that these people have a screw loose, don't know what they're saying. Well, based on the gospel text for today, along with many other texts that are found in God's Holy Scripture, the church is compelled to proclaim to you, "The end is near. Repent." You do have an affiliation with their most pressing message. In your confession of faith, which is based on God's Holy Scripture, not on your hunches or what you might want to pick and choose to believe about God on your own, as God's Word builds your confession of faith, then in all actuality, you do confess, as they, that the end is indeed near. And you too, along with God Almighty, want no man to perish, but all to come to repentance and live by the atoning merits of Christ crucified and risen. And so, the gospel text for today brings out this very message of preparation, revealing that it is indeed important to be ready for the end at any moment. The Lord has much to teach you in his parable of the 10 virgins. The difference between the 5 wise virgins and the 5 foolish virgins has nothing to do with intelligence. It has nothing to do with wealth, race, age, or being from the right families, or schools, or social circles. And outside of them being virgins, you don't really know whether or not the girls were morally upright. You really know nothing about their past. In fact, other than their state of wisdom or folly, you don't know much about them at all. All that the Lord says is, 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. Using tale of a wedding feast, the Lord is teaching you about the necessity of wisdom in the matters of the kingdom of heaven, especially when it concerns the end times and the Lord's return. He teaches you the terrible consequences of spiritual foolishness. He implores you to watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour of his glorious return and the end of the age. The kingdom of God is open, but not all enter it. The kingdom of God is the promise of universal forgiveness, but not all receive it. The kingdom of God is eternal, but not all find it in time. My friends, in Christ Jesus, time is fleeting. It gets shorter every hour, every day, every year, and every century. You are in the last days, and the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. On that final day, it will not matter how much you know about the Bible. It will matter whether it has killed your flesh and brought you to life through the atoning merits of Christ. It will not matter how many sins you have committed. It will matter if you have received forgiveness. It will not matter if you have everything you wanted in this life. It will matter whether you have all that you need for eternity. All that is ever truly matter and will matter is whether or not you are prepared, like the wise virgins in the blessed Lord's parable. But let's be clear. It's not your actions of being perfect that get you in. It's not that you will gain your place in the kingdom because you were so piously prepared. And you think that you can actually stay awake and alert 24 hours a day. All of the virgins became drowsy and slept. They were all caught off guard, and they didn't keep their vigil without fail. They were weak. They were not perfect. But it was how they were prepared that brought five to be wise and five to be foolish. It was how they were prepared that kept them ready, even in the midst of their weakness. It was the oil of repentant faith. It was the flasks of law and gospel. The word of God, the whole counsel of God, which brought the wise to be wise and the fools to be fools. It's not outward appearances that mean a thing, for all of them were virgins. The oil of God's word contains his law and gospel, which aims at nothing less than bringing about repentance and belief. You cannot share the repentance and belief that God has brought you to with anyone else. You cannot give some of that repentance said, leave to your friends and loved ones when the bridegroom arrives. Today is the day of salvation. God is proclaiming to you that the end is near. His word brings about a repenting of yourselves. It reveals God's truth about you in your sinful flesh, and He turns you from your evil ways. That's already belief. It's Him, through His law, driving you to the truth about Himself, that He is just and holy. The truth of God's law brings about repentance and drives you to trust only in the gospel, the gracious, finished, atoning merits of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. My friends, it's not a matter of literally staying awake as if you were in charge of your faith, as if faith were a matter of rationalism, as if it were dependent upon you keeping your faith strong. If it were, as Luther made clear to Calvin and Zwingli and the rest of the rationalists, if faith were up to you, how could you ever comfortably go to sleep? You wouldn't be awake to make sure that your faith is strong anymore. Instead, it's God who brings your new man, whom He created within you, to turn from your dead old man and trust in His gracious mercy upon you. Thus, having been taught by Luther's evening prayer, when you Lutherans go to sleep, you pray and give thanks that God has graciously kept you through the day in Christ Jesus. And you pray that you would be forgiven for all of your sins where you have done wrong, and that He would graciously keep you through the night, commending unto Him everything, your bodies and souls and all that you have, asking that His holy angel would be with you, that the evil foe would have no power over you. Do you see when you are being turned to just prior to literally going to sleep, as you're tired and weary from the changes and chances of this passing world, you, as the five wise virgins, rely not on your strength to get you through. You're brought to rely on what God has done and continues to do for you. It's His law and gospel, His word of truth that fills the flasks of oil, and He keeps you in the one true faith. The reliance is upon Him and His promises, not you nor anything about you. It's the repentance and belief that God has created within you that you take not only to bed with you, but you carry it around throughout the day as well. For listen to how Luther has taught you to pray in the morning. You again thank God that He has kept you through the night from all harm and danger by being in Christ Jesus. And you pray that He would keep you that day also from sin and every evil, that all your doings in life would please Him. Again, commending unto Him everything, your bodies and souls and all things, and that His holy angel would be with you and protect you from the evil foe. Now, what more is revealed? faith, that you not rely upon yourself, but that you rely upon Him to keep you in Christ, repenting and believing. It's God-created faith relying on Him to continue to keep turning you away from the world, your sinful flesh, and the devil, bringing you to daily remembrance of His holy baptism of you, where your flesh has been crucified with Christ, where you have received forgiveness of your sins, turning you to your true life in and through Christ Jesus. Is this not what is seen in the parable of the Lord? All of the virgins hear the midnight cry. Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. But only five are in reliance upon what God has brought about. Only five still have repentance and belief, which is born only through the whole counsel of God's word. The foolish cannot borrow even an ounce of anyone else's. And in their desperate search to buy what is freely given, they are then not present with the bridegroom promised to be. And thus, they have brought themselves to be unprepared. The hour comes, and the door is shut. Without God's word of law and gospel, without repentance and belief, the answer from the Lord to the unprepared fools comes. Truly I say to you, I do not know you. But you, O believers, you are known by the Lord. You know your shepherd. The shepherd knows his own. You are wise, not because of your preparation of yourselves. You are made wise because of His truth, because of His preparation for you, freely given to you. Friends, in Christ Jesus, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the completion of that wisdom is only delivered through the one who was delivered up for you. The law prepares you for death indeed, but the Lord took it upon Himself instead. And now He continues to keep you wise in Himself as He delivers to you His full satisfaction through words, water, bread, and wine. Watch, therefore, by the grace of God, be repenting, believing, and receiving God's word and sacraments. For He has brought you to know neither the day nor the hour. So stay wise then, as God's word and sacraments graciously keep you in